Yeah. So what is it that we call upon the name of the Lord and we're still waiting? I say this all the time because I'm in that place where I can pray to the Lord and I'm like, Lord, are you coming? Are you late? Did you forget me? Did you not hear me? Was not my prayer not sufficient? Did I not use the right words? And that would be ridiculous, right? Don't blab like the pagans. Don't just go around mumbling all kinds of words. To speak to the heart of God, and He is faithful. He knows what is best for me. I choose to glorify your name, Lord. The name of all kings. Be glorified, O God. Make us an altar, O God. Señor, hazme una casa. say don't speak his name, you wonder why. We speak his name and we know why. To your name be the glory. I can look back and remember when I wasn't saved and I kind of, you know, said the name of Jesus a couple of times in my ritual prayer. I was told, go to church. I went to church. Bow down, bow down. Relationship with Jesus, that's what changes the life. It's your ears, your heart, your mind, and receiving and listening to all the things that the Spirit of God is saying. How do we hear the voice of God? As we stay in his word and we seek his face, we get to know who he is, and he does speak to us, and he's able to warn us. Hallelujah. He's able to convey and remind us that we are forgiven, that mercy and grace are new every day. In the morning, we don't have to live with baggage. We have to confess our sins before God. We have to call on that master's name with one more time.